Bristol Bay seafood processors pay millions of dollars to fishermen for premium sockeye. But how do those companies make sure they're getting their money's worth? Well, by using mostly college students to keep fishermen honest. KDLG's Mitch Borden has the story.
Maddie Van Kieran practically dives halfway into a bag filled with hundreds of sockeye to find the coldest ones in the batch.
I literally will have blood like in my hair at the end of this. It doesn't gross me out at all.
She's doing this because she's one of the many quality control technicians, or QCs, hired for the summer to assess the salmon being sold to seafood processors in Bristol Bay. They're mostly college students in their early 20s. Currently, Van Kieran's on a salmon tender checking the sockeye boats are dropping off after a day of fishing near the Naknek River. Whenever a boat pulls up, she greets them with a standard list of questions.
What are sockeye floating?
Then she examines a sample of the boat's catch to see if the fish were stored in water, bled, and she also checks the temperature of the salmon.
39, 38, 37. They're doing a really good job.
If sockeye meet certain standards assessed by QCs like Van Kieran, fishermen can get quality bonuses from the companies they're selling to.
They kind of look at us like the cops a little bit, some of them, you know, like these people are getting so much money or not because of like what I'm writing on this piece of paper.
The industry is paying fishermen now tens of millions of dollars a year in quality bonuses.
Mark Buckley says that money makes the stakes high for both fishermen and processors. Buckley is the founder and owner of Digital Observer, the company that employs the majority of the QCs in the region. Historically, Buckley says, Bristol Bay processors and fishermen didn't make it a priority to keep the fish they caught fresh. He can attest to it personally from his days as a fisherman.
When I was on the boat and I wanted to fish for dinner, I would go pull a fish off the top of the brailer. I wouldn't even reach down a few inches. I'd pull the fish that was the freshest because, you know, we'd sell them to the companies, right? But we wouldn't eat them ourselves.
For decades, fishermen would cram the sockeye they'd catch into unrefrigerated spaces for hours. Then they'd head to the canneries where the salmon would be stuffed and cooked in cans. But around the early 2000s, things started to change. The Bristol Bay salmon market began transitioning from canning sockeye to selling fillets. This meant processors needed better meat.
You can't sell a badly beat up fish as a fillet. It just doesn't work.
So companies started paying fishermen to chill their fish in ice or cold water and bleed them to prevent bruising. These improvements dramatically raised the quality of the fish coming out of Bristol Bay. To ensure they're getting their money's worth, though, processors are using QCs on their tenders to keep fishermen honest, which sometimes can be a bit of a challenge.
Well, you know, I'm a longtime Alaska fisherman myself. I fished here in the bay for 22 years. And so I can say this with a fair bit of authority, fishermen lie. we all will stretch the truth on occasion.
For the most part, though, Buckley says most fishermen have adapted well to the changes.
No one's holding a gun to their head to do these things. It's all because they want the extra money.
Back on the boat, Maddie is finishing up her shift. She says it looks like the fishermen had a good day.
They had a lot of fish today. People were coming in with 18, 20 brailers, which hasn't been happening, so hopping day.
With that, she's done with work until more boats begin to line up, with their hulls hopefully packed with pristine Bristol Bay sockeye. In Naknek, I'm Mitch Borden.